Hey, sorry, there's no introduction to this episode. I got really lazy. But we're just gonna move onward. Next up is Shadow Lovely.
Hi there, it's Shadow Lovely again. I'm sorry I messed up last time in my audition, but I think I've got the rules now. Alright, here's my second submission. I'm gonna be using Naruto Uzumaki and Hinata Hyuga in a little improv that I'm about to do. And let's see how this goes. Hopefully I get it right this time.
Hinata, I think we need to have a talk about last night.
Oh, what's wrong, Naruto?
I saw you, Hinata.
No, you didn't!
Watch me in the shower.
I am not a stalker! You can't prove anything!
Right. Anyway, I think you should know, I filed a restraining order, and from now on... Hinata, what's that in your hand?
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing!
Is that my underwear?
So, I hear you want to be the fourth Hokage someday.
Oh, well, yeah. Believe it!
Idiot.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. See you around, Naruto-kun.
She's a weird one.
Oh, Snowfender.
Oh, Dylan.
Huh?
This is our last audition episode.
Thank God. How many have we put through now? Two? Three?
We have so many friends is all I know.
Yeah, so many friends. I want this girl to be my friend because I think she's really funny.
You are so cute. Oh, my God.
Thank you. You are too.
I'm glad you mixed this, but I think you have a little work on your boy voice. It just sounded like an old granny voice.
I thought she was trolling us for a minute.
Aw.
But, like, I love her because she's not like, you know, screw you guys, I was right. But she admitted she made an error.
Yeah.
And then she came back and it was really funny.
Yeah. I think you have work on your boy voice, but I kind of like this. I like this a lot, actually.
I don't know Naruto, but I assume that wasn't a great Naruto.
Yeah.
However, I still love her.
I mean, I think the voices are pretty distinct, even if one was not very believable. Still pretty distinct. I think if you worked on it, it would be really cool. Yeah.
Are all the challenges going to be like anime challenges, or are we doing like, what are we doing? What are you doing?
No. It's like character voices.
So I think you should. All I remember ever hearing you do is anime voices. So I'm interested to hear what else you can do.
Me?
No, this girl.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't like talking about people like they're not here when I critique them. I don't like saying, oh, she was good. I like saying, oh, you were good, Shadow.
You like to talk like she's here with us, in the room.
Yeah, because she's so cute. I want to hang out with her all the time. Cute.
Yeah.
Why do you hate her?
I say yes. I don't hate her. I said yes already.
But you were like, ugh, I'm just going to talk about her like she's not even here.
Well, I don't want to creep her out. I want her to become friends with us. I'm giving her an option to tell us no, instead of being like, you are our friend.
Shadow Lovely, you are my friend, and you have no option to say no.
You have an option with me, Shadow Lovely.
Well, I can't fathom anybody saying no to being my friend because I'm epic. But I can imagine why people be your friend because you stalk them.
Oh.
Because you have nothing else going on in your life. I have other things to do than stalk people. So, yeah.
I have other things to do than force people to become my friend.
I don't. You are my friend, Shadow Lovely. And we're going to skip around and jump rope and eat ice cream and do... boy voices. My boy voice sucks too.
Yeah,
my male voice
really
is
good
no
at
good.
It.
I like you. I say yes. Obviously.
Yay.
Obviously.
Hooray.
Even though Snowfender said yes first, you're first in my heart.
Even though I give you an option to be your own person.
That's because Snowfender has low self-esteem. She's like, well, you can be my friend if you want to. It's okay. I understand if you don't want to be. But not me.
No, Dylan's just a mean bitch.
I'm Dylan Collins, and who would not want to be my friend? Come on.
I'm Dylan Collins, and I'm a bitch person.
I'm Dylan Collins, and I'm amazing.
I'm Dylan Collins, and I think I'm done.
Right. That was an amazing voice. That was an amazing Dylan Collins. I can see why you do this show. Okay, done for real.
Next up is GokuMan101.
Hello. So you wanted me to resubmit, huh? I find this to be highly interesting. I think I might destroy everything. But first I'm going to make this. So everyone else in the room, please say something. I'm kidnapped. Someone help me. I'm scared right now. I just find this extremely fun. Yay! I'm being tied up by a guy I don't know. Yay! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Shut up! Don't make me bring out the pliers! That made no sense. I'm serious, that made no sense. Seriously, what the heck did that mean? I don't know. Just be quiet. Oh, maniacally laugh. Okay, other person.
I'm okay.
Oh yeah, Goku Man 101.
Goku Man 101.
101, not 101.
I said 101.
I can understand why you would say ooh, though.
101.
Goku, when you listen back, you'll see you said 101.
101. Okay, so like, I don't think you did this separately, and it really showed, because I know there was like three characters at least, but I could not tell them apart. And I think you changed up one of your voices too.
At first I couldn't even tell there was more than one voice. I mean, I realized about midway through his second character that he had changed characters.
Yeah.
I was like, why is he going to take over the world and then get all of a sudden he's trapped and kidnapped?
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Like, you... I feel like... Well, just because you, like, talk a little bit... Because I feel like you were trying to talk more evilly and then you're talking normally. Just because you, like, talk more evil doesn't mean you're distincting... distinguishing your voice.
Well, sometimes it does if you change your speech pattern, but not if you have, not if you're doing more than one character in the same scene. It's sketchy.
Yeah. Sketchy. And like, I think like your evil guy like turned British at one point.
Most evil men do at some point or another in their lives.
They just randomly turn British.
Look at Madonna.
That's true. I never thought about that.
the other thing is, it's something, there was an error with your file and it cut off midway through what I'm sure was 10 minutes of pure genius.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was your fault.
I think it was a submission problem.
Yeah.
Or something.
A submission problem.
Submission problem.
I gotta say no. I don't, like, how many people have we put through? More than 10?
I think so.
I gotta say no, then, unfortunately.
Oh, I really love you for trying, but... Yeah, I'm gonna have to say no, too. I mean, if
you want to put him through, I'll say yes.
No, I think... Yeah.
You should audition for my shows, though, because I like... My shows are better, and I'm not mean on my shows.
Dylan's a bitch. Seriously, though, thank you for submitting. It was really awesome to hear from you, and... I really hope that we hear more from you. If there's a second season, you should totally audition again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
I mean it. I'm sincere.
I don't care one way or the other.
You're a bitch. I'm done.
See ya. Thanks, though.
Next up is Lightning Bolt.
Oh, hi. I'm May Bell.
Good afternoon, miss. How can I help you?
You didn't tell me your name. I like to be on one-on-one terms, if you know what I mean.
Of course. I am Nadia. What would you like to order this afternoon?
Well, that's a nice name. I heard some very good things about this place, Nadia. Mostly, I heard about your Irish coffee. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone in the country. I travel a lot. And I mean a lot. We were traveling 2 hours in the car, and it was very hot. And now that we're here, Well, you got some Irish coffee, don't you? Something I can buy, something I could take with me?
Yes, we do. I will need your ID, of course.
Oh, I'm over 21. You can see that, I'm sure.
I am sorry, miss.
It's Maybelle. Just call me Maybelle.
I am sorry, miss Maybelle. But your ID will have to be presented to me before you can get the coffee.
Well, I see. I'll just have to speak with your manager. I am clearly over 21, ma'am. I don't understand why I can't just have my Irish coffee. I have been perfectly polite.
I'm sorry, Maybelle, but can you wait a few minutes until I deal with the customers, please?
Do you expect me to wait here forever? Get me your manager. I want to talk to him.
Of course.
Ruth? Yes? What is it? I told you not to bother me when I'm paying the bills.
We have a problem here. A very big problem.
Oh, no. Not again.
I was super excited because I thought she was doing a Buffy thing, and then I realized she was just scouting you for her Buffy production.
She's scouting you, Dylan, actually.
I'm disappointed you didn't scout me to play Dawn over Snowfender, who probably has never even seen Buffy in her life.
I won't comment on that. But
I was all excited because I thought she was doing a scene from Buffy, and then no, not so much.
I think your Southern Valley Girl voice is so attractive. I don't know.
I think all three of her voices were attractive.
But, like, I just imagined her in, like, this blonde girl in, like, a white poofy dress with a pink bow. And I was like, wow, she's very attractive.
Yes, she is. She's our most attractive friend.
Yeah. Lightning bolt.
I don't want friends that are more attractive than me.
I feel really creepy right now.
I don't. It feels so right.
It's so right.
I don't want friends that are more attractive than me because then, like, I can't ever hang out with them in public.
Well, what if they're a girl? Then everyone will be like, oh, yeah.
So?
Then people will want to be your friend even more.
Then all the females that would come up to me normally would be too intimidated because they would think that this girl's my girlfriend.
Oh, that's true.
And they're like, oh, no, if I go up there, she'll beat my ass. Because she's lightning bolt.
Yeah, her name's Lightning Bolt.
I'm like, hey, Lightning Bolt, why don't you and I go out to dinner? And she'll be like, no, I'm busy casting Snowfender in my Buffy Season 8 production. Sorry. I'll be like, oh, ouch.
I thought this was really good.
I did, too. Long story short, this was good.
This is good, and we find you attractive.
We find you attractive in a very not appropriate way. How old is this girl?
Let's say she's like 23.
Okay, let's.
Okay.
We find you very attractive, Lightning Bolt.
We find you very attractive.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's stop. Now we're just creeping her out. She's not going to be our friend after this.
Yeah. But she's going to have to come back, though.
They always do.
Oh.
It's the beauty of this show. They have no choice. Unless they drop out. And then if they drop out, we're like, oh, Lightning Bolt's unreliable.
Yeah.
You have to stand and be sexually harassed for the whole season. Oh, yeah.
I say yes.
I say yes, too. I love you.
We love you.
I love you.
I'm done. Next up is the artichoke.
And when the farmer picked rock, I poked his eyes out. Scissors wins again.
Yes, I saw. You didn't have to maim him, you know.
It serves him right for trying to charge me for the corn. Me, the chosen hero. You'd think people would show a little more respect for their savior.
How could anyone possibly respect you, you monster?
Oh, what are you blubbering about? It's not like you knew the guy.
And now I never shall, thanks to you. A potential friend lost forever due to the actions of my own companion.
You still could become friends if you wished. After all, now that he is blind, he would be unable to recognize you as one of Alan's associates.
No, I cannot go back. The guilt is too great. I should have stopped him when I had the chance, but I did not. My inaction has led directly to that poor man's suffering.
If you are so distressed by it, you could at least try to make amends by aiding him in the future. After all, with his new handicap, he'll need someone to help him tend his crops.
Yeah, it's the least you could do, considering it's your fault in the first place for not stopping me.
Oh, but that would be an even greater torture upon my soul. How could I turn back now when it would mean leaving you free to terrorize further innocent farmers? No, the only way I may atone for what has occurred is to be more vigilant in the future.
These are dark times indeed, when the people must be protected from their own savior.
Quiet, you, or I'll rip your tongue out your ear.
I would not advise attempting that.
The you know artichoke.
You know what I love? Artichokes. What? They're delicious.
I've never had an artichoke.
You are missing out. That's mine and Cherishy's favorite food.
Oh, nice.
Not that we're together.
Do you know what I was thinking throughout this whole thing?
Giraffes.
No.
How sexy the last girl was.
Kinda.
What? What are you thinking?
You know how he was, like, talking to the farmer or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking it was an artichoke talking to the farmer.
Maybe it was.
It might have been, because I was like, oh, he's going to kill the farmer.
I don't blame him. Being plucked up from his ground home.
Yeah.
His soil home.
That farmer. So mean.
Did you buy this? It's three people?
I actually did. I thought the energy was kind of low. So it was... I think it could have, like, you could have put more, energy into it. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, I did buy the voices, though. I thought it was pretty distinct.
I liked it. I liked it as well. He didn't do anime voices either. I've noticed about half the people that submit do anime voices.
They have nothing else to do.
And Bree's coming up next.
Oh,
you
know she what? Is.
Yeah. I say yes. I like this guy.
I say yes as well.
Oh, yeah. Artichokes are delicious.
Artichoke. Don't eat them, Dylan.
I will eat it if I damn well please.
No, I take it back. Friends.
Okay, I won't eat our friends. That's okay, what then. Happened to the last person. The Snickers bar.
I'm done.
Okay, me too.